Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, Cheap Cheetah family. How are you? Happy, happy March. March 1st already. Can you believe it? New York time is about 9 o'clock. Sunday, about maybe 20, 30 degrees. Who knows? It's been cold for so long here in New York. You just don't even think about it no more. And you just sit down and say, Jesus, I need spring. But enough of that. How are you this morning? First of all, I want to thank my archivers, my people in my chat room, and my people who email me all the time. I love you, and I appreciate you, and just thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show every Sunday morning. Before we get into money in the news, because that's what our topic is today, we're going to talk about basic stuff. You know, we have a home, which is permanent. I spoke to the landlord. He's not kicking me out because I've been paying my bills on time. We have a home on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Become a part of it. Let's talk about saving, making, having fun with money together. Let's talk about life. What's going on when it comes to your financial world? You already know about mine, so, you know, we family. Let's talk about it. We're also on Twitter, the Cheap Cheetah 2, or Cheap Cheetah 2. Visit our Twitter page. Always tweet something, you tweet back, and, you know, we'd be some tweeting fools. Books, you know, where you can look on the profile, you can go to the website and look, and you can see all the books we sell. Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, My Real Estate Diary, All for a Small Price, and the free books are Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, free. And Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way, free. Just email me for those. Just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com for your free books. And if you need to know where to purchase books, you can email me with that, too, and I'll let you know what direction to go into. Hey, support a sister. I love you and stuff, but support a sister. Looking for sponsors. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about on the show, or you have a person or you yourself would like to come on the show to be interviewed in regarding saving, making, or having fun with money, just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll discuss it. I always welcome people, always welcome new sponsors for the show. Hey, folks, you know, sometimes you get tired of me talking. I love you to death, but sometimes we need to listen to other people. Which I'm working on that for you. But you know I always am. Always like to have something fresh for you. Money in the news. That's what we're talking about today. I love this story. It's creative, it's ingenious, and it's a lot of fun. Okay? If you don't know, Boston is beginning a lot of snow. So what a guy did on a lark, he set up a website and he started selling Boston snow. And he was selling it for $89 a box. And his company was called Ship Snow. And like I said, he started as a joke. And quickly, all of a sudden, people were buying snow from Boston. I don't know what made Boston snow any different than, say, New York snow or upstate snow or Colorado snow. I don't know why, but they were buying it. And he was shocked. He was selling the small bottles for $19 a pop, and corporations were buying his $90 bottles. And he said there's no refunds, and once he ships the snow and he packs it real well, he shows you how he packs it. Once it leaves Boston, he's not responsible for what your product is once you get it. He's doing everything right to get the snow to you the way it should be, but by chance, if the post office messes up or whatever the case and your snow becomes water in a bottle when you get it, he's not responsible for it. I thought this was really a good idea. Also, I remember a story almost like this in New York when we had a lot of snow, and a guy was selling snowballs to tourists on 42nd Street. Good idea. Sometime when you have a business, you have to think outside of the box, something that you think may be crazy, maybe a big seller. If you want to sell, say, sneakers with bells on them, that may be a big seller, and you may be like, oh, I'm just going to do this for a fluke. You never know. Sometimes flukes end up working out. So you really have to think outside the box, and you do something fun, and you never know. Hey, there's always Kickstarter, and there's always other sites where if you need funding for your little business or whatever, your little crazy business, you can always use one of those, FundMe and stuff like that. You can always use one of those to help you start your little business. That's it. You never know. Guess who's not going to Disneyland, folks? Disneyland, Disney World, me and you. We are not going. And don't say, oh, why not? Because it's too damn expensive. Okay? You know Disney went up on their prices. They were already high. But now they're really high. Okay? And I'm going to let you know what I'm talking about. Disney raised their prices on a one-day ticket for either Disneyland or Disney World, okay, was $99 for anyone 10 and older. It went up. It was $96, now it went to $99. Okay, you might as well say $100 for a one-day pass. A single-day ticket for Magic Kingdom in Florida is now $105, and it used to be $99. Okay, one ticket to Epcot, Disney, Hollywood Studios. I didn't know Disney had Hollywood Studios. Animal Kingdom, I love the Animal Kingdom, is now $97, up from $94. Okay, family of four, just average. Family of four, one-day pass, say the Magic Kingdom in Florida. Okay, $420 just to get in that bad boy. Food, say another $100, so you got $500 there. Say gifts and souvenirs, you got two kids, they want stuff, and the stuff is not cheap. They'd say average, maybe $100. That's $600 for a day. The mouse is making a killing, okay? Disney's, when I went to Disney, and that's like 5 years ago, it was crazy then. But $100 a ticket for one day, personally for me, if I'm going to give the mouse $100, then I need to have all access to everything. I need to have four parks or all the parks for 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I need to really make it work. Not $100 for one park or $105 for one. That's too expensive. Now, between me and you, if I'm going to give the mouse some money, I'm going to buy Disney stock. It may be a little bit high now, but when it goes down and I can afford it, I'm going to buy Disney stock. That's the only way I'm going to get the mouse some money. That way, when I buy the stock low and it goes up higher than what I bought it for, then he's giving me back some money. That's the only way I can justify giving Disney money. They're making a killing. I ain't knocking their hustle, but that's the only way I'll be involved with Disney is buying their stock. So we can't go to Disney this year, folks, unless we save a lot of money for it. And there's other places to take your kids that's much cheaper. Trust me on that. You'll find places. You got cruises. You got other amusement parks. You can go, like, to Hershey. We have Hershey here in Pennsylvania. There's other places. Wait till the festivals come out for the summer. Much cheaper, you know. Let's see what else we got here, money in the news. 10-year-old cookie maker, okay? I love these stories. Right, you know, see this theme here. We're talking about entrepreneurs a lot. 10-year-old cookie, Mr. Corey's Cookies. He's a 10-year-old and he launched a cookie company. The reason he launched a cookie company was he wanted to buy his mother a car because they moved from the Bronx to New Jersey, which is a little further out. And usually, if you're in the Bronx in New York City, you can go bus and trains and stuff. When you move to Jersey, you definitely need a car. So he started selling his cookies. He started making them on the weekends, and he made $150, and now he's selling his cookies to mom and pop in Manhattan and New Jersey. He has a website, Mr. Corey's Cookies. And I think that's great. I love to read about kids who have started their businesses and start making it a very successful business. I love these stories. So he was 10 years old, and he has a cookie company. I know some 50 years old who has nothing, and here this 10-year-old who's outpacing him, being innovative, being just doing something that he loves because he wanted to help his mother. So bravo to him. Bravo to him. Is it me? But ain't you tired of looking and reading about lotto winners and Oscars? This whole week has been about people who won the lottery and the Oscars. What are they wearing? What are they doing? Do we really care? But speaking about Oscars, you heard about that actress who had the pearl dress that was really pretty. She played in 12 Days a Slave. Very pretty woman, African-American woman. She had on a beautiful pearl dress that was made by one of the major designers. She wore it to the Oscars. She looked beautiful in it. She put it in the hotel room. I guess she left the dress in the hotel and went to do whatever. Somebody stole it, okay? That's not the ironic part of it. They stole it. Everybody, they put on TV. The dress is stolen. It's worth $150,000, whatever, 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 because you have to return those dresses. A lot of those dresses these actresses wear for these events, they're on loan. Anyway, this thief had the audacity to bring the dress back the next day. Not because he was under so much pressure, he or she was under so much pressure that everybody was looking for the dress, because what the intention was, I guess, in the thief's mind, was to take the dress, steal it, pull all the pearls off of it, and sell the pearls individually and make a killing. He brought that dress back. Just the way he stole it, he put it back, but he put it back in the bathtub instead of putting it back in the closet. Why? The pearls were fake. So this designer had insured this dress for X amount of $1,000, but it wasn't worth that. So I guess the thief said, look, if I can't make no money on it, you might as well take this back. I thought that was really ironic in the sense of that's like somebody stealing a loaf of bread from a store, and then they realize, well, this is not whole wheat bread, so they're going to bring the item back to the store for a return, but you ain't never bought this bread anyway. So I just thought that was a lot of nerve. I'm glad she got a dress back, but, you know, I guess when you're a thief, you got to be choosy about what you steal. Women in retirement. Okay, I was reading this, which is, this is really important. There's a difference between men and women when it comes to retirement. A woman lives longer, and a woman needs to find money to pay the bills after her spouse is no longer with her. Okay? Women fly solo in their later years. Women end up marrying older men who pass before them, and sometimes these older men leave these women on fixed incomes. And then once you've lost your money train or lost the person who's helping you pay the bills, then a lot of women are lost because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to pay the bills. Don't you be that woman, okay? Retired women are poorer than retired men. In 2009, the median income of women over 65 was $15,282, roughly 59% of the median income of men, which was $25,877. Make a long story short, women outlive men and need to prepare themselves for retirement. Okay. And that's the bottom line. You have to prepare yourself for retirement. And the reason I say this is the simple fact that we all know that women outlive men most of the time. You're working, he's working, fine. Everybody has their own retirement plan, fine. Everybody contributes to the household, fine. But you need to sit down with your husband or your partner and say, look, what's the deal of go off a bit if you get sick? What's the deal of go off a bit if I get sick? Do you have enough money to cover these bills for the rest of your life and still enjoy your life without just paying the bills and not having fun? What do we need to do right now in order to make sure you're covered? Yes, I do have insurance. Does insurance cover you? Yes, I do have extra money in the bank. Is the extra money enough to cover the house? Is insurance enough money to cover the house? Do you have money of your own? You got to sit down and talk about these things. I know. You don't want to deal with it. You know, somebody, your spouse, no longer with us. Nobody wants to deal with knowing that somebody that you love and care about is not going to be here anymore. But that's the reality of living. With living becomes death. And death is sometimes really unpleasant to deal with. I know personally, I'm not feeling that. I don't feel it, and I run away from it. But it's reality. Just like you have to make wills. You have to make sure the other person is provided for if that's what you desire. Because a lot of people don't prepare wills, and they are left out in the cold when the person passed away, and you realize that, wow, they left everything to somebody else, especially if you're not married. I'm not even going to get into the stories I can tell you about people who've lived with people for 20, 30, 40 years. They were never married, and when the spouse died, they were left like shit out of luck, excuse my French, where the will was never made, and then this person that you were living with, their kids came in and started taking everything that belonged to your partner because you were never married, and it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the next of kin, which are kids, ex-spouses, whatever the case may be. So you got to talk about wills. You got to talk about what if, like, what if this happens or what if that happens. We have to be prepared for the what if. On that note, a note from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you from Access to a Rising Artist. That was our sponsor. And, folks, you too can have a commercial like that here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. If you have a commercial or if you like to come on and talk about something pertaining to saving, making, and having fun with money, by all means, contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll talk about putting you out there. I'm sure my listeners would love to know about what services that you provide. Back to money in the news. Like I said, we were just talking about being prepared and stuff just in case, the what-if situations. And I'm not just talking about passing. I'm just talking about what if, God forbid, our house is broken into? What if, God forbid, our house breaks down? What if, God forbid, we got a major flood? What if we got to go to Florida for it and stay for an extended period of time for because somebody's sick? What if? You always got to prepare for the what if, you know, because life, you never know. That's why they call it life, because you never know what's going to happen. On to a better topic. Tax refunds. Yay. Have you done your taxes yet? If you have, did you get a check? Did the government send you a check? Did the city and state, if you file for city and state like we do in New York, did they send you a check? I'm not going to get all up in your business, but how much you get? Personally, I haven't filed my taxes yet. I probably will do them this month. But you get a check? What you going to do with the check? You know what you're going to do with your check? I know what I like to tell you to do with the check, but right now I'm going to tell you what people are doing that they shouldn't do with their refund checks, okay? In 2011, around 42% of the Americans used at least some of their refund to pay down bills. Yay, I'm all for that. Another 42% put money in the savings. I'm all for that, too. Now, we're talking 2011. Some use the money for vacation. Some use the income tax refund for purchases and other expenses. And some, which is about 12%, use it for booze and gambling. No, I'm shocked. Gambling and booze, for real? You use it for, you spent it on that, your income tax check? Around 12%. Yes, they did. 12% of the taxpayers getting refunds spent it on booze and gambling. 7% spent their tax refund on shopping sprees. Okay? Because they viewed it as extra money. Oh, this is extra money. I didn't work for it. Uncle Sam is giving me a check. So, you know, I'm going to live it up. Another 10% spent it on plastic surgery and expensive cars. And when I say plastic surgery, I'm not saying something you need. I'm talking about, oh, I need my nose done. Oh, I need my eyes lifted up. Oh, I need my my lips to be puffed out a little bit. Oh, I need my booty implants. Oh, I need my chest made bigger. You know, plastic surgery like that. Nothing, you know, major. It's more cosmetic surgery, as they call it. They used it for, not all of it, they used the income tax refund as a down payment on getting plastic surgeries and stuff. Expensive cars. These are all down payments for, they use the money as a down payment to get an expensive car. My thing is, once you put a down payment on the car or plastic surgery, which are not cheap, where are you going to get the money to pay for it? The rest of the, where are you going to get the money to finish paying for that? If you were already broke or struggling, why would you do that? Your tax refund check, whether it's $500 or $3,000, is money that was a loan to the government, and the government is paying you back. So use the money wisely. And it's true. Okay, you loan the government this money, they're paying you back with no interest. And I'm not saying not have fun with the money, but I do agree with the 42% of Americans that use it to pay down your debt, put the money away. If you need a washing machine, dryer, stove, refrigerator, a major purchase, if you need some house repairs and stuff, get that done. Okay? Because it makes no sense for you to live in a house that's falling apart, but you in Hawaii with the income tax check. You know what I'm saying? Or you done went to Florida Disneyland with the $110 tickets per day, per person, and your house is looking raggedy. Your roof is falling off. Your refrigerator don't work. So you got to go outside and put your stuff in the ice in the wintertime because you're not buying a refrigerator because you'd rather take the money and go on vacation. I'm just saying get your priorities straight when it comes to this because this is a one-time deal, once a year. You get your nice check and averages about, they say about $3,000. I'd be lucky if I get $3,000. I'd be really happy. Put it towards things that you know you need, especially if you don't have no savings account, you don't have no emergency fund. And I'm not totally heartless. Say on average, say if you get $3,000, then take maybe $500 and say, okay, we're going to do a family thing. We're going to take this $500 and we're going to have fun. We're going to do something with it. We go to movies, we go to dinner, we go roller skating, we go ice skating, we go do a family thing, you know? Or say, okay, here's $500 and say the average family is four, so everybody gets $100 and they do what they want. Whatever you want to buy, no questions asked, you go and do it. But the bulk of the money, do something wise with it. Please do something wise with it. I'm not, you know, I ain't got nothing against gambling because, you know, I done told you once or twice I done went to casinos and threw a couple of dollars in slot machines, but that's entertainment money that I save on the side $2, $3 here, $10 here, whatever. It doesn't take away from the things I need to do. And talking about gambling, but it's not really gambling, next week we're talking about, can you be a millionaire on minimum wage? Can you? I read a great story, and I want to share that with you next week. So next week, Sunday, can you be a millionaire on minimum wage? We'll discuss it. Getting back to refund checks. I mean, yeah, we look at it as like, oh, this is found money. I'm just going to blow it. You want to go on a shopping spree? Do you really need to go on a shopping spree, really? You probably got so many clothes in your closet. And if you don't, I'm not saying don't go on a shopping spree. I'm just saying if you have to buy clothes that you really, really need for yourself and your family. If your kids don't have any shoes or they're outgrowing their shoes or they need new clothes for school or whatever, be practical. There's always thrift stores. There's always clearance sales. Be practical with the money you spend and set a budget. I'm only going to spend maybe $100 or $200, and I'm just going to try to outfit the whole family on this $200. Don't make a budget. Don't, like I said, if you average, if you're getting $3,000 on average for income tax, for a refund, don't spend the whole $3,000 on no daggone clothes. If you're going to, if you want to spend something that's going to give you return on your investment. Refrigerator. You need a refrigerator, you need a stove, you want to buy some stock, you want to buy some bonds for the kids, you want to put it towards debt, you know, return on your investment. So, you know, and once you put it towards debt, don't keep charging up because that defeats the purpose. Plastic surgery. Are we really going for plastic surgery? Really? I kind of think it's kind of vainish, unless you really need it and you're really unhappy. But some of the stuff that people do for plastic surgery is really overkill. And it's like, you know, be grateful for the way you look unless it's something that you really do need to do because of maybe the way you were born or whatever. If you really need it, I'm not knocking it. But if you're doing it just to get some big lips and a big behind or a big chest, you know, come on. A little vain, right? Personally, that's my personal opinion. Expensive cars. Why would you get an expensive car? What? Number one, insurance. How you gonna pay for it? Because some of these expensive cars is like $400, $500, $600 a month. Car payment, gas. Really? And who cares? At this point in your life, who really cares that you're driving a $60,000-$70,000 car? You just need a car to get you up and down the street. And if you don't need a car, you need a bicycle. And if you don't need a bicycle, then you need mass transportation. Do it cheap. You know what I tell you, do it cheap. And that's my money in the news segment for you. So we covered quite a bit. We talked about the 10-year-old cookie person. We talked about be prepared. Again, we were talking about retirement, right? We were talking about retirement as you get older, and the person's no longer with you, and women are not making as much money in retirement as when they are when they have a partner, put the money towards retirement, your tax refund. Open a Roth IRA. Open a regular IRA. Heck, open something. Start putting down towards your retirement. We were just talking about that. So these are some of the things we covered, which is good. So we covered the basics. We covered retirement. We talked about entrepreneurs. We talked about what to do with your tax refund. I love it. We talked about it all. Folks, if you have a subject, topic, comment that you would like for me to know about, you know, tell us as to what you're feeling. What topics would you like for me to talk about? Who would you like to see as guests that maybe I can possibly get when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money? Let me know. It's about us, folks. We're family. I'm trying to bring you the best that I can with the topics that I feel that are interesting to you. So if you have a subject, comment, or anything that you'd like for me to know about, let me know. You can know where to find me, cheatcheat@yahoo.com. I always welcome your suggestions and your comments. And on that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you and save that money. I'll see you next week.